Welcome to Geological Shop Talk. In this podcast, we bring you roughly 12 to 15 minutes of practical clinical methods, perspectives, and advice that has its work boots on. In the next few minutes, you'll get a clinical gem of practical material that you can begin to investigate the next time that you walk into clinic. Additionally, visit the show notes page for supporting materials from this week's guest on Shop Talk. All right, roll up your sleeves. Let's get to work.
Hey, welcome, geological listeners, to this edition of Shop Talk, where we're going to be discussing an upcoming SOM acupuncture class. We have with us Jiling Lin, one of our colleagues down in Southern California and Ventura. Jiling, do you mind introducing yourself and letting us know a little bit about yourself?
Yeah. Hi, geological friends. I'm Ling Jiling, or just Jiling for short, and I'm an acupuncturist, herbalist, and yoga teacher down here in Ventura, California, right by the ocean. And I just had the pleasure of interviewing Toby, cross-interviewing Toby for a different podcast. I chat with different herbalists every month for the Mountain Rose Herbs podcast called Herbal Radio, a section called Tea Talks with Jiling. So I'm happy to be here again with you, Toby.
All right. Is there any questions you want to ask me about this upcoming SOM class?
Sure do. First off, what is the acupuncture and how does it work?
Okay. So SOM acupuncture is a 400-year-old Korean monastic tradition. The name SOM is the name of a wandering monk that developed this tradition 400 years ago in Korea. And then it's been passed on teacher to student, all the way up to my teacher, who's a monastic. And for some reason, my teacher made a decision to teach a layperson this tradition. So my teacher taught me this tradition. And then he asked me if I ever have a chance to pass this on to do so. So that's with my teacher's blessing, I've been sharing this tradition with other people.
What distinguishes this tradition from other forms of acupuncture?
Yeah, it's the really unique part about this system. It combines things that usually we use like disparately in Chinese medicine. Yin Yang, of course, is the foundation for all of Chinese medicine. But five phases we often use for acupuncture. It's included in the system. And the six confirmations, usually we use that for more herbal traditions. And this tradition combines that into the system. So we use yin yang, five phase, and six confirmations all at once together in the system. That makes it a little bit unique.
So I heard that it only involves four really thick needles and jingwell points. Tell me about that.
That's true. It can involve thick needles. Traditionally, this is done with really thick needles because we're only getting 4 points. So we've got to make sure that we get qi and all of those 4 points. We can't have any of the points not stimulated. Otherwise, the treatment's really wonky. We have to make sure that they all are activated. We've got the arrival of qi, and we asked each point to do something. And so thick needle helps us with that, but it's not an absolute requirement for this tradition. But yeah, that's a helpful aid. And then, oh yes, it does involve jingwell points. So yes, the accommodations for the SOM system involve some jingwell points. Patients tend to tolerate jingwell points because they know it's only going to be four needles altogether. So if it involves one or two jingwell points, patients seem to be okay with that. Especially the system tends to get pretty good clinical results. So especially patients don't like jingwell points, but they love clinical results. So especially if you can get them instantaneous clinical results, they quickly forget about the pain of the jingwell points.
What types of conditions does excel at?
That's a good question. I mean, it's a complete system that's ready to take on anything. For me, yeah, the whole range of conditions usually we see for medicine, and especially Chinese medicine, pain conditions, infertility conditions, common cold, everything. You know, the SOM system is designed to be a complete system because monastics really needed it. This is a wandering monk's tradition. So The monks would treat themselves quite a bit because they had no shelter and they weren't sure about food and things like that. So they would often have to be able to treat themselves basically any condition that came up. And then as part of their vows, right, they want to help all beings. So any people that they would run across with any type of condition, this acupuncture was designed to be able to help them as well.
So with only 4 points, is it a style where you put it in, leave it in there for 20 minutes, take off, come back? Or how does that part work?
Yeah, it is a style where once you've made your diagnosis, the 4-point combination just flows from that diagnosis, and then you're done, right? This tradition, we don't stimulate again or really add too many more of the points. As you get more advanced in the system, there's lots of things that you can do to add or take away things, but especially initially learning the system, it's basically the diagnosis flows into those 4 points, and then you're free to go into your next patient. I used to see almost 30 patients a day using the system, and it's pretty efficient like that, right? If you have a really busy clinic, this can be really helpful.
You mentioned to me earlier that to practice, one does not need to learn another theoretical system. So what happens during the training?
Yeah, the training is basically, it would be a weekend course. And at the end of the weekend course, you have the fundamentals enough to be able to practice the SOM system. The really plus concept of this is that acupuncturists come to this and they already know yin yang, five phase, and six confirmation theory. They're already steeped in those traditions. So basically we spend the entire weekend just combining them into the system. So there's nothing new to learn. You already know yin yang, you already know five phase, you already know six confirmation theory. We just combine this and then use it. The monastic training itself takes a lot of time because the monks don't know, they don't have any background in Chinese medicine. So we have to start off, what is yin yang? What is five phase? What is six confirmation? And then put it together with clinicians. Quickly, they can do this, especially clinicians that have been practicing 30, 40 years. They quickly pick this up. Because they're already so familiar with these systems. And then new students, I think they really like this because they learn all these separate ideas in school, and then, wow, they can combine all those concepts together in one system. So it's sort of rewarding for both camps.
Are there particular differences in diagnostics with the Sa'am tradition?
There's a little bit of peculiarities about the SOM system, but it's a big observation system. So like my teacher, he didn't check pulse or tongue or anything like that. He would just observe the patient very meticulously, very carefully, and then get to work and immediately start putting points in. So, it's our usual diagnostic parameters, but really based on observation. So we look really closely at the patient's complexion, the eyes, skin, body type, and then personality-wise is a huge portion for our diagnosis too. So we have to kind of get a quick feel for the patient. And then that could be a really important factor when we're needling. You know, is that person really industrious or really lazy? That's an important factor for us in the SOM system. So you got to be able to evaluate patients' personalities pretty well with the system.
So with the personality evaluation, does that tie into like elemental constitution type of diagnosis?
Yes. So that again, for the weekend, we put that all into the yin yang, five phase, and six confirmation theory. So for example, I just said, like, you know, someone that's really industrious and someone who's really lazy, maybe we can split those two and then talk about it. So for the patient in front of us that's really lazy, right, that has to do with the spleen. And we know that a spleen is a yin organ, and we know it has to do with earth, the phase, and that is dampness. And then it also has to do with tai yin, which is dampness. So it's yin, wet, and wet. This makes everything really heavy, boggy, and everything like that. That patient is just really lazy, would really like to be a couch potato. And for the SOM system, we pair, based on Suwen 24, we pair the channel's a little bit different than we're used to. We pair it by confirmation. So Tai Yin is paired with Yang Ming. This is right out of Suwen 24. So the spleen, being yin and double damp, is paired with the Yang large intestine, which is metal, which has to do with dryness, and Yang Ming, which has to do with dryness. So you can see these are totally polar opposites with qualities. So that metal and really dry person is always going doing projects and doing a whole bunch of things like that. So we need to get a sense about them when we treat them, you know, what qualities they're manifesting.
Interesting.
Can you see it in your mind, that heavy dampness sitting on the couch and then that dry, light person just running around doing two different things?
So then with that 4-point combination, would you be bringing in an ally point for the spleen presenting person?
Jilin, you maybe don't even need to go to this class. Yes, that's exactly right. So we have two different possibilities there. So let's say the patient in front of us, we decide there's spleen excess, that they're just lazy, they're watching Netflix all the time, and they're not going out looking for a job or anything. They're just at home eating sweets and watching Netflix. Okay, you can see this patient in your mind, right? So we have that's spleen excess relative to this large intestine deficiency. So we have two options there. We can drain that spleen excess so that they become in balance again, and they can go out and get a job and get really active and start doing things. Or this tradition really thinks this is a much better idea. Instead of draining the spleen, we supplement the large intestine. And as that comes up, they get those qualities too. Again, the spleen isn't wrong, it's just imbalanced. So the fact that it's excess, if we can just supplement the counterbalancing aspect to it, then that just resolves the condition. And the patient ends up much stronger because we're actually adding something into their system. And then that gap closes. So then they can, whatever situation they find themselves in, they need to relax, they can, because they have that spleen excess, or that spleen quality there. And we've added this new large intestine quality into the body. So if they do need to go out and get a job, they do need to go out and do something, be really active and start projects and things like that, they can, because they have that quality. When these two qualities are equal, then you can manifest whatever you need in the given situation. The problem is, if you're spleen excess and you really do need to go out and get that job, you can't. You just don't have the qualities to that dry lightness and starting projects. You just don't have that energy. So you can't manifest it, even though it's desperately needed.
So would the tonifying or draining be primarily based on point selection then, rather than needling technique?
That's where the needling technique is part of it, but that's where the 4 points come in. Mm. So let's continue with our example. So the patient in front of you is that spleen excess patient. So they're heavy, they're wet, they're unmotivated to do anything. So you've diagnosed that. So then the SAM system uses the 4-point combinations to supplement the large intestine to deal with that. So how we do that is we want to, and all this theory is right out of the Nanjing, chapter 69, difficulty 69, difficulty 72, and difficulty 74, I believe, gives all the logic for this. But we're already so familiar with this with our Chinese medicine training. But so we want to make some yang metal. So what we want to do is we want to shut off the checks on the yang metal, which is fire, right? And we want to supplement the aspect that makes earth in the body. Do you remember what that is? It's been a long time since your Chinese medicine training, or what?
Yeah. So that would be the earth point on the metal, which would be, is that?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Earth is going to make metal, and fire is going to check metal. So we want to really supplement the 2 points that are going to help us with that. So So I won't quiz you anymore. But so large intestine 11, oh, you already got it. Yes, large intestine 11, we would supplement, right? Why would we supplement that?
Because that's earth.
Right. The earth point on the yang metal channel. So we'd supplement that to make some more metal on that channel.
And then the fire point you would drain on the metal channel?
Yeah, on the metal channel and the fire point in the fire channel itself, the yang fire channel. So let's stay with large intestine. So we would go down. Do you remember what the fire point is on the large intestine channel? And further.
This point.
No, 5. Okay, no problem. Again, because usually we don't use this.
Don't think like this.
Yeah, but then once you have this, and we just use these parts of it too. So it's a pretty straightforward combination. You know, you just get used to over and over again this pattern. But so it's Li5, right? So we drain that. Because we want to take that fire check off of the metal channel. So we supplement the mother earth, large intestine 11, And then we've taken the check off on the Li 5.
And then you'd be using a fire point on the fire channel to
drain? On the Yang fire channel. So I'll just ask you for the channel and then I'll tell you the point.
Okay.
What's the Yang fire channel?
Would that be Sanjiao?
Yes, it could be, but that's the ministerial fire. What about the true fire one?
Okay, small intestine.
Yes. So small intestine 5, right? We drain that point, fire point on the fire channel.
And then point number 4.
This is a point you use every day in your clinic. So nothing unusual like Li5, Si5, unusual.
Spleen 6.
Even more popular than spleen 6. Is that possible?
Even more stomach 36.
Stomach 36, earth point on the earth channel. So we would take the earth point on the yang earth channel, stomach 36, and supplement that. So Li11 supplement, Si5 drain, Li5 drain, and stomach 36 supplement. This will take a big shove of large intestine energy into the patient's body. So again, ideally, if our diagnosis is correct, then big changes start happening in the patient, like psychological changes quickly, and then slowly physical changes too. Sometimes those are quick too, but mostly psychological. People feel more motivated. They'll feel more organized. They'll get a little chutzpah and get up and go. And it's really rewarding to do that.
Wow. A big needle in Li5 is kind of painful.
Nothing compared to big needle and Jingwell. So Li5 is pretty much okay.
Yeah. Cool. Well, that was an excellent example. Thanks for walking me through that.
Sure. Yeah. Again, that's you really grasp the tradition quickly, right? You understand, that we just try and counterbalance those things. We can drain, but we prefer not to. We prefer to supplement. Patient ends up stronger and more balanced.
Cool. Well, I think that's it for my questions for right now.
Okay, great. Thanks so much for coming. Anyways, thanks so much for inviting me on your program. I really had such a good time discussing things with you. And thanks for coming in on this geological shop talk discussion. I really appreciate you asking me questions about it.
Oh, yeah. Thanks so much, Toby, for sharing. And bye, geological folks.
Geological family, take good care, okay? All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.